Chapter 4. What in the hell are you doing out here? Daisy's eyelids sprang open, and she looked up into the same golden eyes that had plagued her nightmare. For a moment she couldn't remember where she was, and then it all came crashing back to her. Alex, the wedding, the fire whip. She grew aware of his hands on her shoulders, the only thing that had prevented her from falling out of his pickup when he'd opened the door. She'd come here to hide because she didn't have the courage to sleep in a trailer with only one bed and a stranger with a mysterious past who brandished whips. She carefully extricated herself from his grasp, and in the process moved toward the center of the seat, as far away from him as she could manage. "What time is it?"
"Past midnight."
He rested one hand on top of the door frame and gazed at her with those strange amber eyes that had plagued her nightmare. Instead of his Cossack's costume, he wore ancient jeans and a faded black T-shirt. But that didn't make him any less threatening.
"Angel Face, you are a damn sight more trouble than you're worth."
She pretended to straighten her clothing in an effort to buy herself time. After the final performance, she'd gone to the trailer, only to see the whips he'd used in his act lying on the bed, almost as if he'd left them out for further use. She'd tried not to look at them as she'd stood at the window and watched the tent being taken down. Alex had both directed the men and worked alongside them, and as she'd watched the muscles in his arms bunch as he loaded stacks of seats onto the forklift and hauled on the rigging, she'd remembered those veiled threats he'd made earlier, warnings of unpleasant consequences if she didn't do as he said. Exhausted and feeling alone, she could no longer regard the whips lying on the bed as mere performance props. They were a threat to her, and that was when she'd known she didn't have the courage to fall asleep in his trailer, not even on the couch.
"Come on, we're going to bed."
The last of the sleep-induced cobwebs vanished, and she was instantly on guard. She couldn't see anyone else around. Most of the trucks had pulled out, and the workers seemed to have gone with them. "I've decided to sleep here."
"I don't think so. In case you haven't noticed, your teeth are chattering."
He was right. It had been warm in the truck when she'd first gotten in, but the temperature had dropped since then. "I'm perfectly comfortable," she lied. He hunched his shoulder and wiped the side of his face with the sleeve of his T-shirt.